Mark Scheer is joining me this morning from investigativepost.org, talking about property in Genesee County this morning. Mark, economic development officials there seem to have taken a gamble on a high-tech industrial park, but so far have nothing to show for it. Is that right?
Good morning, Susan. Yes, that's correct. To date, they've spent about $27 million from what they tell us. A good chunk of that money is from Governor Cuomo's Buffalo Billion program. And so far, they don't have any tenants. They are reported to be involved in discussions to bring possibly Samsung to the site. But our reporting finds that that's very unlikely, as Austin, Texas is the most likely candidate for that project.
Yeah, there were a lot of headlines, you know, regarding the fact that Samsung might be interested here in Western New York. But that's disappointing to hear. So this property, where is it? And I guess how shovel ready is it?
It is in the town of Alabama, which has a population of less than 2,000 people, which it's in the northwest corner of Genesee County. It is about 1,250 acres, and there are water service lines that have been installed at the state's expense in the surrounding town, and the property is apparently prepared to handle water service, but it is not yet ready for electric service, other utilities. So it's the Genesee County economic development officials say they can have it ready for any project within 18 months.
Is 18 months a feasible time frame if someone is interested or not?
Well, that's an interesting question. Would a Samsung, for example, be willing to wait 18 months if they could go someplace else and already have all these things in place? I think that's an interesting question. In Austin, Texas, for example, they already have an existing facility, and they've purchased property next to that facility. So that would suggest that they would be the lead on that particular project, which is a $17 billion plant.
Just for perspective, how large is this property, you know, especially compared to maybe a more recognizable property?
Well, it's, as I said, it's 1,250 acres, which is about 2 square miles. It's they bill it as being bigger than Central Park in New York City. It's something like 952 football fields, to put it in Buffalo terms. So it's a very large park. I mean, one of the selling points that they have for it is that it is so big. The idea is that there's nothing like that in Western New York. So it's so big that they could land a big tenant. But at this point, the project is not at that stage.
What's been spent to prepare this property? And like you said before, it seems like it only has water.
Right. They received an allocation of $33 million from the Buffalo Billion program. They tell us that in total they have $50 million available to date, and they have spent about $27
million. What have they spent it on?
Well, there's a lot of engineering work and design work and legal costs and purchasing property. There was also the purchase, as I said earlier, of they installed water lines in the surrounding town. The town of Alabama, as part of an incentive zoning agreement, received water service, essentially, for about 1,500 residences.
Well, outside of Samsung, has there been other interest?
They are. There was a company called Plug Power, which is a green hydrogen company in Albany that has applied for a Western New York Power Proceeds grant as part of a project that would bring 62 jobs to that site. The company has told the Democrat and Chronicle in Rochester that the Stamp Project, as it is known in Genesee County, is one of several sites they're considering.
And how is it being marketed? the way a property of this, like a mega site like this, should be marketed?
Well, you know, the Genesee County officials obviously are trying to hook in with the right people. They have consultants and things like that that they deal with. They're working with Invest Buffalo Niagara. I believe the state of New York is involved in trying to lure a company. Again, our reporting on the Austin, Texas property, when you consider one site has already had a facility of this nature and preparations are being made to, you know, they've acquired land next to that facility, and also they've applied for what's reportedly $1 billion worth of incentives in Texas, including one that would give them 20 years tax-free, free county taxes. So they wouldn't pay county taxes for 20 years at that property. I believe they're trying to find tenants, obviously. It's part of the whole effort to turn this into something.
Yeah, but right now it's like a boondoggle.
Right now, it is a very expensive open field with a road and a sign. The sign, according to the minutes from a meeting when the contract was approved for over $49,000. So the sign, we're still trying to determine exactly what they paid for the sign at this point, but the bid amount was $49,000.
Wow, it must be a heck of a sign.
It must be a heck of a sign, right?
Hey, Mark, thank you. If you want to read more about this, you can read Mark Shear's report at investigativepost.org.